You're listening to RazorCast, USA's hottest podcast, bringing you cutting-edge interviews from leading industry professionals.
Hello, everyone. This is Liz Harvey coming to you from our studios in New York City, where we are dedicated to bringing you top-quality advice from many of the leading expert professionals across the U.S. In today's episode, we are speaking with chiropractor Dr. Luke Stringer. Dr. Stringer speaks regularly to local schools, businesses, and organizations on health, wellness, and safety topics. He enjoys educating others on how to manage stress, how to prevent injuries in the workplace and at home, and how to maintain peak performance in all facets of life. Dr. Stringer is from Manchester, England, where he studied sports science. Before graduating from Palmer College of Chiropractic in Davenport, Iowa, he played professional rugby for 9 years. Dr. Stringer is considered one of the top chiropractors in Chicago and is a contributing member of our national network of industry professionals. Today, we're going to talk about a very important topic, the importance of joint health and how chiropractic care plays a key role in maintaining healthy joints. Hello, Dr. Stringer. How are you today?
I'm really well, Liz. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks again for joining me. So, are there any early warning signs that a joint might not be healthy or function properly?
Yeah, absolutely. So, a prerequisite for a healthy joint, Liz, is full range of motion. So, if you are moving a joint, so that could be your spine, your neck, your low back, and or an extremity, shoulder, knee, and that joint isn't moving full range of motion, well, that is going to create pain and dysfunction incrementally over time. Now, if we have, not only should joints move well, they should obviously be stable while moving. So again, if we're moving a joint, your neck, your low back, your shoulder, your knee, your hip, and that joint is moving, but it's creating pain and dysfunction, then obviously that's creating pain and dysfunction, or pardon me, that pain is just indicated that that joint's not moving well, and there's an issue within the joint. And then obviously pain can be a varying pain, right? It could be stiff, tight, could crack and pop. Mm-hmm. It could literally create pain. So when we're seeing those symptoms that start with limiting range of motion, my shoulder pops and cracks when I lift my arm up, my knee's really stiff after sitting by my desk for a while, that is indicating that that joint isn't moving well. It has increased stress and tension within the joint, which incrementally over time, that stress and tension is breaking the joint down by limiting your range of motion and starting to drive some form of a symptom.
Now, how does chiropractic care both maintain and improve the health of a joint?
Yeah, great question. Chiropractic care essentially is all about getting joints, if that's in the spine or the extremity, moving again. And essentially by moving, improving joint range of motion, and a prerequisite of a joint is full range of motion. So it may be in the spine, but remember you have your axial spine, your spine, and you have your appendicular spine. So foot and ankle, wrist, elbow, shoulder. Chiropractors are versed in adjusting and addressing joint mobility in every joint, head to toe. If it moves, chiropractor or actual chiropractor who's done the work is going to be able to get that joint manipulated and moving. So motion is literally lotion, right? In the spine, in between those vertebrae, we have discs. Well, when we sit all day, for example, our corporate athletes, we all sit too much, particularly in flexion, leaning forward, it increases disc pressure. So not only is it increasing disc pressure, then those joints lock up, they don't move well due to sedentary activity. Well, those discs start to degenerate. They get dehydrated. The collagenous tissue that keeps the disc fluid in the central part of the disc starts to get all brittle and starts to kind of break down. So by seeing a chiropractor and getting your spine adjusted or an extremity joint adjusted, we're focusing on the spine. By getting the joint moving, it actually creates stimulation within the joint, which creates osmosis, which gets the disc full of fluid, which can obviously create healthy discs. We need healthy discs to absorb gravity, the shock absorber of the spine. And obviously by getting adjusted, not just once, repetitively, you can improve joint mechanics, improve health within the disc, stimulate all the postural muscles that are in the spine. So in our office, motion is literally lotion. We're built to move. So physically move and also get your spine, your joints moved by a chiropractor through a spinal manipulation.
And which joints and what type of joint injuries are most treated by chiropractors?
Yeah, great question. Everyone thinks chiropractors just focus on the spine, and that is our bread and butter, right? We are spinal specialists. Number one cause of disability in America is low back pain. It's neck pain. It's headaches. That's our wheelhouse, right? Musculoskeletal pain. It's in the neck, the upper back, the shoulders, the head, the low back, the pelvis. However, our practice is downtown, so you have a lot of corporate athletes who love to be active. So we treat a lot of patients with hip pain, knee pain, foot and ankle pain, shoulder pain, elbow, wrist. Essentially, if that joint moves, the chiropractor, the reptile chiropractor, is going to be able to evaluate it and treat it to take care of it.
And how do joint misalignments lead to pain or compensation in other areas of the body?
Yeah, great question. So a joint misalignment is technically called a subluxation. There's 8 forms of a subluxation. So if we focus on individual subluxation within the spine or an extremity, it essentially means the joint is stuck, aberrant in its motion, it's not moving well. So if the joint doesn't move well, the muscles that cross that joint, who are simply there and designed to move that joint, have to work harder. So if a muscle's working harder, it should, then it's obviously going to break down faster. But when it breaks down, it gets filled up with something called adhesion. It's glue in a muscle. It's our body's natural healing response to micro traumas and or big traumas. Once we get adhesion in a joint, we're now on what we call the hamster wheel. So if you've got poor joint function through sedentary activity, which increases the stress and tension in a joint, that's when you're sedentary, sitting at work, and or when you're out exercising. If that joint doesn't move well, it increases stress within the soft tissue. Increased stress asks the muscle and joint to, or the muscles, ligaments, tendons, the soft tissue to work harder. Well, if muscles work harder, they break down faster, which creates more adhesion. And then we're back on that hamster wheel. Adhesion limits range of motion, increased stress and tension. So essentially, by having a joint that's stuck, it's out of line, it's not moving, it can affect areas you can create pain in that area, but also can affect other areas. So, for example, if your left hip joint's really jammed up and it's not moving well, the knee might compensate. It might have to shift inwards or shift forwards or might have to move too much. So then that can create knee pain. Poor knee function can create foot and ankle pain and or vice versa. So the kinetic chain, lumbopelvic spine down, or the cervical thoracic spine, shoulders, so neck, head, and upper back, they're all kind of units that work together. So as a reptile chiropractor, anyone who's coming in with joint pain, you always have to look above and below the joint to figure out exactly what is driving the pain and dysfunction.
Okay, and lastly, what does a chiropractic exam and treatment plan look like for someone looking to improve their joint health?
Yeah, great question. So in our practice, we're extremely thorough. It obviously would start off with a consultation around what brought you in. Typically, people are coming in to see a private chiropractor for pain, musculoskeletal pain, low back, neck pain, headaches, all things you've been speaking on over the last few podcasts. Mm-hmm. And then we need to figure out exactly what's going on. How long has it been present? How often is it present? Are there any traumas involved, previous traumas? What's your occupation? Are you required to sit all day? What have you done to try and correct it? Have these helped? What makes it feel better? What makes it feel worse? Where are you limited? Put some goals in place. Then evaluate the said area. So evaluate it for joint function. Are we subluxated? Tissue tone? Are we facilitated? Is muscle stressed out? Working too hard? Orthopedic knowledge to exam. Are the muscle, ligaments, tendons doing their job? Functional exam. Take them through a range of motion exam. Create stress within muscle, ligaments, and tendons. Figure out, are there any dysfunction within the soft tissue and or the joint complex? And it takes some x-rays to see to know. Like you and I are building a house. We're not going to build a house without blueprints. Once we get all the clinical information, that allows us to make good clinical decisions. From there, we'll supplement the patient's goals that are established in the consult and then create a roadmap to get them from pain to function. And our office typically involving spinal adjustments, spinal traction, soft tissue therapy, physical therapy. This blended approach addresses kind of the 4 key pieces, which is good joint function through the adjustments, good spinal alignment through spinal traction, healthy muscle tissue through soft tissue therapy, and then balanced muscle strength through physical therapy. And when you blend that together, you can create really great objective results that correct patients' conditions both in the short and long term.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Stringer. I know you're busy, so I want to thank you for all of your time and your help today.
Absolutely. I really appreciate having us on, Liz.
And for our listeners across the country, if you are interested in speaking with the doctor, please visit www.southloopchiropractor.com or call 312-987-4878 to schedule an appointment. And on behalf of our team, we want to thank you for listening, and we look forward to bringing you more top quality content from our country's leading experts.
You've been listening to RazorCast, USA's hottest podcast, bringing you cutting-edge interviews from leading industry professionals.